turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once at rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian, and clearing her throat right over there
is Marie Michelle.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
And, here's where we bring you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, if we like them.
Requests. I like them.
855-915-9636. What type of request do we have, Marie?
We have one for Elvis Costello. It just says, Lucas says it's his birthday yesterday.
Oh,
which
yes.
I know. Happy, I posted to Elvis's page.
Happy birthday, Elvis.
Happy birthday, Elvis. Yes, he's here.
Isn't he putting out a new album?
Yes. He's promoting it on Facebook. I don't know where else because I don't do any other social media. I can barely keep up with Facebook.
Right.
Actually, I say too much on Facebook.
And I'm not gonna play it off that. I'll wait for the album to come out. But you can go find it.
But this
after the show, after 4 o'clock, you can go find
it. Yes, and there's a lot to choose from Elvis anyway.
Right.
So, Brian, you choose.
We'll play something by him in a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't have it ready right
now.
I was gonna start with a Stooges block just because they're in my head.
And let us get acclimated to
Ricky Trottier. Am I saying his name right? Ricky has a request. Well, he wanted to hear Black Sabbath. Jethro Tull.
Yes.
I haven't. What happened to.
That brings back.
Jethro Tull guy. What the heck was his name?
I can hear his voice in my head. Do you have it? Do him, Brian. You could do an imitation of him.
Did you find any Jethro Tull CDs?
It. I know.
Yeah, I found them.
Yeah.
They're all right here. We'll play something by Tull.
Yeah.
Maybe something off the first album. Ray Paul chiming in.
He's thinking. We like thinkers.
I'm thinking too. Like the statue.
You are. You're scratching your. Oh my God, that's a.
What happened?
That's a Mandela effect, but we don't want to talk about that. You don't like to talk about that.
He used to be picking his nose, and now his
fist used to be on his forehead, and now his fist is on his chin. But we don't want to talk about that because you don't like talking about the Mandela effect.
Sometimes Marie Michelle flips out about the Mandela effect.
No, I'm not the only one. I'm one among a million. It's not just me.
Look it up if you don't know what we're talking about.
I will put. No, I'm not going to post
it. It's crazy stuff.
My eyes are going crazy.
My eyes is going crazy.
So let's start with Iggy and get back to reality.
Yeah, how about some Stooges? We're 91.5 MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. With a big Stooges block there. Starting off with Joanna. I Got a Right. And right there, Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, Marie Michelle.
I wonder who he was referring to. Do you know the story in that song? Or
I'm
is
not
there
sure.
a story?
Oh, you know what? Your that microphone is sounding fuzzy again, I think.
I hear myself.
No. There's a fuzz, though.
There's a fuzz?
There's a weird noise. You don't hear that?
It's not my mustache.
Shh. No, listen. You don't hear that?
I do.
And when I take it away, see? So you won't hear that, Mike? We'll have you change the next...
The next break.
Next break. Look out! It's gonna break! Anyway, oh, here. We got a phone call.
Saved by the phone.
Saved by the bell. MFO.
Who's this?
Is that the way you answer the phone?
That is the way I make phone calls to Brian Young and his wonderful girl, Marie.
Oh, it's Rosie.
She's kissing up to me. What did she do?
Rosie.
Did she do something I should be watchful for?
Are you feeling bad about something, Rosie?
No.
Oh, that's suspicious.
No.
What can we do for you, Rosie?
Well, kind of I am, but...
But you're not telling me?
I'm not
going to have to figure it out myself.
I'm not playing our silly games. What is this call for? Do you have a request, Rosie?
The cars.
We'll get some cars in there for
Anything
you.
Anything particular? Because you know, really, they're deep stuff.
And she just says cars every week, doesn't she?
No, she says Ramon sometimes.
No,
and she had a whole bunch last
every week.
Well,
no, I know what. Okay, let's do the Stones. Rocks Off.
Good choice. We'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do it after this next song, all right?
Okay,
thanks for the call, Rosie.
Oakley doggly.
Bye. You just turned into Flanders.
I love Flanders. I might join his religion. That might be the religion for me.
Well, we have a few requests. Elvis Costello on the way, Black Sabbath, Susie and the Banshees, X-Ray Specs. Got some good requests here.
I was going to say, usually don't play that. That's good music. You play good music. That came out wrong. You play good music. But.
We haven't played Jethro Tull in a long time.
Yeah, it's no time.
You know who it was? It was Ralphie was his name.
How could we forget that?
Did you find any Jethro Tull CDs? Yeah, I got them right here, Ralphie. I'm stomping up and down on your Jethro Tull CDs in the street. No, but
didn't he ask you to send all of Jethro Tull's entire catalog or something like that? Or was it Moody Blues?
I don't know what he was up to. Poor Ralphie, he might have passed away.
Really
he just like disappeared. He used to call every week.
CEO at Microsoft.
Anyway, I like this track from Jethro Tull. We'll play this one. And do you have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. We're MFO.
discipline. You smile a while and discover that I'll get you happy my way. Nothing's easy. We'll be right back.
seem to hide. When it ran from you in a private detective overcoat, dirty dead man shoes, the pretty things of Knightsbridge, lying for a minister of state, is a far cry from the nodding wind. Here at Traitor's Gate, 'cause the high heel he used to be has been ground down, and it listens for the footsteps that would follow him around. Tomato, my love is a crime, but will you still love? Ran out of time. Was a top and a hip and a millionaire, looking for a partner one, with a tight grip on the shortness of the public imagination. For his private wife and kids, somehow real life becomes a rumor. Days of touch, courage, just brief inch, left his energy and sense of humor. He's got a mind like a sewer and a heart like a fridge. He stands to be insulted and he pays for the privilege. Wheels of industry, retires sharp and short, and after dinner overtures, nothing but an afterthought. Somebody's creeping in the kitchen, there's a reputation to be made, whose nerves are always on a knife's edge, who's a plate polishing the blade. Love is always coppering or cowering upon him. You drink yourself insensitive and hate yourself in the morning. Tonight my love is a crime, but will you still
we'll
That's so sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Since You're Gone.
Since You're Gone.
Expanded. Yes. Yeah, early version right there. The car, Since You're Gone. That was just, I was digging into that big time. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What else did we hear? Started with a big Stooges block. Jethro Tull, Nothing Is Easy from the first album, Stand Up. Rolling Stones, Rocks Off, going out to Rosie. And then we had Elvis Costello, Man Out of Time, going out to my fine feathered friend, Marie Michelle, right here.
It's one of my favorites by him. There's many. I could listen to Elvis Costello for 24 hours straight. Well,
I like
okay,
the beginning of the I like the beginning of that song and the end
the
of
end,
that song.
But the middle.
That long middle part is pretty
I
lame.
Know. Oh, I know. Thank you for playing it.
It's a pretty song. It's a pretty song.
I wonder what Elvis's favorite song is, but
probably not mine. No, Elvis Costello is awesome.
You like his rockers.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like, you know, when he gets into the...
So sarcastic.
Or the Burt Bacharach stuff. What is that?
I liked when he toured with that. He made an announcement. This is the Burt Bacharach tour, so if you don't like that soft stuff, don't buy the ticket.
And
like,
I stayed away.
Yeah. He's very cool about that. I love the new song I heard. It's on my Facebook page. The Unwanted Number. I've been listening to that song.
He's got some new stuff coming that looks good, huh?
I love it. And I love the video. It's just very simple.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I think this new album is going to be pretty good. I don't even know the name of it. And I'm not going over to the Facebook page.
I've thrown it all away.
Who's that?
I don't know. Rick Ocasek, that was.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I still have that in my head.
I don't know.
Not a bad thing.
We still have X-Ray Specs coming up. Susie and the Banshees, Ray Paul, T-Rex, Black Sabbath. Your request, 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
I Dr. Lester Grinspoon, associate professor emeritus of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
This is an old song by T-Rex. This is called Telegram Sam. So if you want to join in and clap along, here we go. Ready? Come on, let me hear you. Oh, come on. Your clap's going to be on the radio. One, two, three, four.